The winter sports season is approaching, and LASIK is a great alternative for sports enthusiasts who rely on glasses and contacts when hitting the slopes. Hi, I'm Dr. Litzinger from Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. After LASIK, goggles fit comfortably and seal properly to eliminate lens fog and protect from the wind. Enjoy the winter sports you love with the freedom and comfort of clear vision.
Go to revisioneyes.com to learn more about LASIK. That's revisioneyes.com.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the T here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Your day gets better from this moment on. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Welcome.
Hey. It is Monday, but fix your face, though. Big things are popping. You know, the brat's out today, but holding it down for her. We got the beautiful Eva Marcel.
Yeah. Thank
you. And, of course, we got to let the sun shine in. We got Heidi and Frank over there in L.A. What's going on, y'all?
What a beautiful day it is out here.
It's so beautiful. Yes.
Well, today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, and we're going to tell you more about them in a minute. But first, we got to tell you about Amal Clooney. She brought George Clooney to tears. We'll tell you how. Aww. Kim Zolciak has a brand new song. Are we going to slam it or jam it?
Mixed reviews here.
Yeah. The faces of horror there.
I think I'll be tardy for that party. Thank you.
But before we get into any of that, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they got the internet talking. Wow. Now, fans have been weighing in on two photos that are featured in their tour book being sold at their On the Run 2 show. So here's one of them where you got Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, chilling in bed.
Whoa.
And you get to see the cakes.
Whoa.
We've only heard about this.
Whoa.
Her body is bootylicious.
We have never seen Beyonce like this before. Okay, guys?
You don't even notice that other dude in the background.
Yeah. And look at this picture at the bottom with her all cradled up and cuddled in his arms. Hey, y'all got to give it to Jay-Z, though. He's a little thick, but he's giving you face, honey. He is serving
he is.
Face in that picture with the eyebrow up.
And I must say, as a model, it is very difficult to pose laying down. Have you ever tried to pose, like, laying
yes.
down?
Because things
like,
kind of spread
everything
out.
Spreads out. Like, mm-hmm. even sometimes they'll lean you on a wall and they'll angle the camera to make it look like you're laying down so that the gravity would hit yourself, like, hit you properly.
My mouth falls back like an old man when I'm laying
no,
on my
it's
like,
horrible.
I look so hideous. I'm like...
Real Fraggle Rockish, right?
It's not cute.
Well, moving on. Here's something I never thought I'd say. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice is now a bodybuilder.
What? Really?
Uh-huh. Now, you may remember, she went to jail for, I think she was in jail for 11 months, and when she got out of jail, she was super fit.
Yeah, prison and divorce always looks good on people.
Well, prison looks good on her, and she showed off her ripped physique at a South Jersey bodybuilding championship over the weekend and came in third place out of eight contenders. So,
you know what? Honestly, looking at this picture, she is more fit than majority girl standing up there.
That's what I thought,
Portia. She is cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's 46 years old. She has four kids. I mean, she should have won.
Amazing.
I mean, do all these other girls, are they all 40 years old?
Probably
do they
not.
All have kids? Probably not.
I don't know, but they're definitely orange.
I know. Why do they do that?
Because that pokes out the muscles. You can see the muscles better. So they darken the skin and then put oil on it.
So, Portia, we're going to leave and go get our skin darkened.
Look, and it's still ain't going to look like this.
Sure damn not. You think she's doing this look so when her husband come back, he'll be familiar?
What? Oh. Ooh, her husband's in jail right now, yeah. too.
Wait, so is he going to get in shape? Because, you know, he's a little pudgy.
Yeah. No, he's turning into someone's housewife.
Stop. Oh, no, Frank. Up next, George Clooney received the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award. The stars came out to pay tribute, but it was his wife, Amal, that brought him to tears.
Oh.
My love. What I have found with you is the great love that I always hoped existed. And seeing you with our children, Ella and Alexander, is the greatest joy in my life. You fill our home with laughter and happiness, and that's even before the children have worked out that Dada is actually Batman, a talking fox, and friends with Mary Poppins. I'm so proud of you, my love. Congratulations on this great honor that you're receiving tonight. I'm proud of you, but I also know that when our children find out not only what you have done, but who you are, they will be so proud of you too.
Well, that was sweet as possible.
Way too cute.
As if that wasn't sweet enough, she also said that at 35 years old, she had become resigned to the idea of being a spinster. But she met George and wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh.
And that's how it happens. It's always when you're not looking anymore. It's when you just go ahead and give up.
You're so like, stop okay, looking, you know what? Portia. Stop looking and your man will come.
I've stopped looking and he arrived.
Really?
Yeah.
Special delivery.
Thank you, Jesus. I had gave up, honey. I had bought cats online. They're on the way. I'm having to cancel. And I was ready to just let it go.
Why haven't I at least seen a picture of this new man? Just to me. I won't share it. I want
to
see him, though.
Keep it under wraps, Portia. Keep it under wraps.
You know what? You know, I might send it just to you, Heidi. I really want to be private with this one until I have to.
Oh, this one. Will he be on the show?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out.
Portia, I want you to do a remake of the Beyonce Jay-Z picture from them in bed with your guy.
Please.
Ooh, we're going to need like a 3-page layout, honey.
Yes. Kim Zolciak has a new song, and she is sharing it with the world.
All right. You're so excited.
Yes, bitch. I can't wait to hear it, honey.
All right.
Yes. Let me tell y'all, honey. Now, Kim debuted the song this weekend at the Key West Pride Celebration. Y'all know what that was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gay Pride.
Gay Pride in Key West.
Yes, honey. But before doing so, honey, she gave us a little sample on her Instagram.
Okay, you guys, so are you ready? Here is a little clip of my new song called Wig. Michael Beck's gonna...
What y'all think? That's a damn mess. She needs to stop insulting the damn Miami Queens or the Key West Queens. That's what that is.
Now, Gary, I thought you was going to like it because the way you announced it, I thought you were excited.
She needs to stop there. And y'all know better than that. Kim, I mean, hell, Portia, you could have gave us some of your expertise here. You had your song out. What was the name of your song?
Flatline.
But you can sing, though.
Yes, and my song was top 3, honey.
Damn.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I do have to applaud her for, like, you know, making light of something that was said about her. Like, you know, instead of wallowing or crying or being a victim, she's like, let's capitalize off of it. Let's make some coins.
Housewives are good at that. You said somebody else, we'll turn it into a t-shirt, turn it into a song.
Yes,
we're going to turn it into some type of coin.
Yes, y'all will, honey.
I'm so horrible because if I ever see her, I'm still gonna be like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying? I am."
See, you helping catch on and catch fire.
They're all catchy.
You can't be mad at the catchy.
Yeah, they're catchy now.
I can.
Well, as you know, y'all, I am in the process of building my empire, and in my career, it's just really hard to find good help. I have an assistant now, but it took some time because you have to find someone who you can trust with everything.
True.
Yeah. Y'all have these issues too?
All the time.
Yeah, that's why I'm my own assistant.
Me too.
I can trust myself, and if I forget something, I can only blame it on me.
Boom. Well, Eva, guess who's here to help you out?
Who?
ZipRecruiter. They they make it really easy, guys.
How do they do this?
Well, ZipRecruiter sends your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. And with their powerful matching technology, it scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience, inviting them to apply to your jobs so you'll never have to miss a match. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of the employers who post jobs on their site get a quality candidate within the first day.
What? That saves so much time.
I know.
With results like that, no wonder ZipRecruiter is the leading job hiring site in America.
Right. And right now, our Dish Nation viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. After the break, we'll tell you why Khloe Kardashian is being mom-shamed.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yes, honey. Last night, y'all, while most people felt a certain way about Robert De Niro's comment about Trump, Doogie Howser, honey, was stark raving mad over another boss.
Which one?
Baby, Bruce Springsteen. After Bruce Springsteen, y'all won a special Tony for his show Springsteen on Broadway, Neil Patrick Harris tweeted, "How was the at Alex Newell not nominated for a Tony? And Bruce Dean won, and he uses teleprompters. I don't get the logic."
Excuse me?
Oh, that was a full Kanye Taylor Swift moment.
Yeah.
I see where Neil Patrick Harris is coming from. He is like a song and dance man, and like he looks at things like far as like the full spectrum goes. Mm-hmm. Like these other people are like, you know, putting on full-fledged productions and like, you know, going off, you know, like they're not like reading from a prompter, going off script. So he likes the big glamorous stuff.
Uh-huh. But I mean, you can't knock that. Man, like, you know, let him live in his moment.
Well, let Bruce Springsteen have his damn moment,
too. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, honey. Ms. Neil Patrick, she needs to just hush.
It's too much.
I mean, or you can, like, AKA, like, hater. You can just call her a hater.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? That is Neil Patrick. He's grand and all that.
But when you're passionate about stuff, I'm sure everybody's done this from the couch at a time or two. Like, blah, 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 shouldn't have won Best Movie Award. This was a much better movie. Like, you always gonna have an opinion when you're entrenched.
And I would have accepted it better if he would have said, I'm gonna let you finish, but if you're gonna do a Kanye, you gotta start off with Kanye's line.
Set it up with humor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
All right, so can we talk about Khloe Kardashian for a second?
Yeah, I love Khloe.
Well, Neil Patrick Harris was the only person that got Twitter popping the other day. She did, and she had to stop the haters from talking about her. She's not breastfeeding a 2-month-old True as much anymore. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Okay.
It's not 100% of the time, and the people don't like it. She tweeted, "Mommy shaming is real, but the truth is, I tried and tried and tried to breastfeed only, and it wasn't working for me. I feel fortunate that I'm able to still breastfeed, but with the help of formula. Breastfeeding is something I really wanted to do, just am not fully able."
Yo, okay. All right, now, here's my little issue with this little thing, this little situation. Why would we even know if she's breastfeeding or not breastfeeding? Like, I really enjoy and I like Khloe, but, you know, you need to mother in private if you don't want the world to have all these comments.
You're damn right.
Who's shaming her? I never even seen a picture of her breastfeeding on her page at all.
Like, literally, I am going through exactly what Khloe went through. Like, exactly. I had a baby 7 weeks ago, and he was jaundiced, so I had the formula supplement with breast milk. Now, he's fully on breast milk, and I'm like, I mean, I have lactation teats. I cannot produce the amount of milk that he needs to consume. So I started putting him on formula.
And
so
that
he's 2 months, and he's not half on formula. He's all on formula.
Yeah.
Now, shame me.
Right. But who is sitting at home having something to say about what you're doing with your body?
Thank you.
Like, that is so ridiculous to me.
Some raisin-nippled hater somewhere sitting on a couch. I mean, it's like, who cares what the baby puts into his mouth?
Yes.
The mother's nipple gets tired sometimes.
It gets
sometimes there's chafing involved because them babies be aggressive on that nipple.
That bottom jaw, that bottom jaw on a 2-day-old baby is way stronger than you knew.
Yep.
But y'all not rich. She's rich, so her milk is different. So she want to make sure her baby gets something nice.
I don't make her milk any better. One is almond. The other one is coconut.
Well, guys, the mystery is solved. Now, IHOP has revealed what their new name, IHOP, stands for.
I was thinking International House of Breakfast.
That's what I was thinking.
Because they do a little bit of
that
anything.
That works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was thinking bacon, but that's like too specific.
Yeah.
So here it is, guys. This is what it stands for. International House of Burgers.
What?
Huh?
Burgers.
Burgers?
Like, yeah. Cheeseburger.
That's legit the last thing I think about when I go into IHOP.
I have never had, I don't know about y'all, but I have never had a burger from them.
But they're going to have to renovate the whole place, then, and give us a burger look.
Well, they didn't give you a pancake look before.
Right.
It just looked like a house.
Yeah, but
like a little blue house.
You associated it, though, with pancakes.
You want to walk into an actual burger now.
Yeah.
Excuse me, lettuce. Excuse me, onions. Let me get in line.
Did Meghan Markle wear a dress that's too revealing for the royals? You decide when we come back.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, guys, Meghan Markle is being criticized for wearing an inappropriate dress.
Oh, no.
Well, the royal family gathered this weekend to celebrate Queen Elizabeth's 92nd birthday, and fans are not happy about Meghan's dress choice.
Oh, what was wrong with what she had on?
Well, she showed up in a pink pale off-the-shoulder Carolina Herrera dress, and many fans complained about the off-shoulder look, saying it's inappropriate for a celebration like that. While others said she broke protocol and is pushing the limit too much.
And you know what? And I'm looking at this dress. She definitely did.
Gary, how?
That is ridiculous. You cannot bring Honey Compton to Honey to Buckingham Palace.
I ain't never seen nobody dressed like
no,
this.
Bring, ma'am.
First of all,
no, ma'am.
I'm born and raised in South Central LA. I ain't never seen this dress in Compton.
However, like, this is the Wakanda era. Like, she can go ahead and switch it up a little bit.
So, Portia and Eva, is there anything in y'all's closet that would be appropriate for the Royals, honey? An event to go to Buckingham?
Why, yes. I have been to convocations, religious convocations.
Okay.
And yes, honey, and you have to cover it up, honey, and your skirts need to be nice and long. So I got some.
Well, can you demonstrate that one day? Because we ain't never seen
that. Oh, you'll never see it again.
Okay.
Bring out the royal thought.
Two thoughts.
All right, so Nick Young, you know, from your home state of California.
My boy. Hey, Nick.
He's now officially an NBA champion thanks to the Golden State Warriors, and he's letting his ego get the best of him, and Iggy Azalea is over it.
What did she have to do with him?
Well, you remember, they used to date back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
And he scored just as many points cheating on her as he did in the game.
Oh.
It was low numbers, but still, whatevs. During the locker room celebration, Nick took a little jab at Iggy Azalea, and he said, "I've come a long way, haven't I? I went from getting snitched on to putting a ring on."
He's making fun of when he cheated on her?
Probably so.
So fans started giving Iggy a hard time about Nick's comment on her Instagram, and Iggy had the response. She wrote, "I want him to stop referencing the he did as if it's funny or even cool just because it's old now. I've moved on, but it's never going to be a cute joke to make. Congrats on the win, though."
I like her comment.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Her comment's great.
I like her clapback because it's very mature. It's like it's old. And no, she wouldn't probably be talking about it, but everybody, like you said, is coming to her, so she has to talk about it.
And as for congratulating him, he would have not gotten a congratulations.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to add that part.
Nah,
well, he deserves a congratulations. First of all,
I don't know. You can deserve a lot.
Nick 100% deserves a congratulations.
Well, not from her.
So now that he has a championship and he is the man, I'm sorry.
He ain't the damn man.
People never get a ring in the NBA. He got his ring at Golden State. Well deserved. Nick, do what you gotta do, Pooh.
These little whoremongers like Nick Young should just keep it to themselves.
He's not a whoremonger. You know what he is? He's a world champion, honey.
Oh, please, hell.
For the Golden State
Warriors. He won by default. He was just on the team.
Well, you put me on the team. I take that ring.
Well, he did play a little bit now.
He did.
But he better stop playing with Iggy. I know that much. Because Iggy ain't having it.
She still ain't rebounded.
She ain't all right. She's like, "I'm going to be on your ass."
Well, after the break, Uber has a new way of telling whether or not you're drunk.
Why Uber need to know? That's why we Uber.
Exactly.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, apparently Uber will soon be able to tell if you're drunk even before they pick you up.
And the answer is yes.
That's what I'm saying. They're creating this whole thing. They're calling this algorithm that it's basically a patent for a system that's going to be able to determine if you're drunk, and then they can decide whether or not to pick you up.
But that's why I called you, Uber.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
No one's just cruising around in Uber sober, are they?
I think some people are afraid of drunk pricing. That if you're drunk, they look at you to pay anything. I mean, I know I paid probably $100 for a chili dog on the street.
here's what I was thinking as an Uber driver. There's one thing to pick up a drunk person who just had too many and shouldn't drive. But if I'm an Uber driver, I don't want to pick up that guy that's like, oh, dude, I'm going to... And you're like, I...
Because it is your car.
It's my car. And now I got to go clean that up because I can't pick anybody else up. So now it's like taking time out of my night to be able to make money. And I've got to go...
But that's all part of it. If you're going to submit yourself to Uber, you got to say, okay, I'm willing to pick up people who might be inebriated, who might be ill. That's part of being an Uber driver. And I can't discriminate. I can't decide who I'm going to pick up and who I'm not going to pick up. This is a slippery slope. I mean, the words of Vince Vaughn, f*** Uber.
Look how that turned out for him.
The show's over, but don't forget to check out ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation for all your hiring needs.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.